It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Tuesday, everybody. Dale Gentry here, your host for BPN Radio, 24 hours a day, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So delighted to have you. Why don't you tell your friends that they can be a part of BPN Radio by listening on their computer at www.bpnradio.com, or they can listen to me on their smartphone, even your car radio, by purchasing a little transistor. And so we're on the radio, and we are praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm just so thankful to have you listening today. And on this Tuesday, I'm going to be praying for different needs. I'm going to be praying for you. And I just believe in the power of prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm going to be talking to you about how you can hear the voice of the Lord, because so many people, as a prayer and prophetic voice in this nation, so many people come and say, "Well, do you have a word from God for me? How do I know the will, plan, and purpose of God for my life?" And so I'm going to be talking to you and praying with you today as the Holy Spirit leads me. So this is a prophetic prayer session. And I don't have just a specific outline, but I'm going to be praying for people. Also, we have a prayer team, and led by Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator. And she has a team of people that are praying every day for special needs. And all you have to do is go to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down toward the bottom of the page and double click, and you can put your prayer request in, submit it. It will go immediately to our national prayer team that will be praying for you. This is a prayer session, and we're going to agree together the power of agreement. I'm going to be praying for specific needs as the Holy Spirit leads me and guides me and directs me. So would you agree with me right now for the next hour of power? We believe that we are making a difference. I believe that you're going to receive something from the Holy Spirit. So stay tuned, if you will. Father, we just pray right now the will, plan, and purpose of God be done on this Tuesday, on this 17th day of December. We just pray the will of God be done on your will, plan, and purpose. The 16th day of December, I'm told. On the 16th day of December, Father, your will, plan, and purpose be done. In Jesus' name, I just pray that you'll speak to people, talk to people. And I just realize, Lord, that there is hope. There is hope for us. There's hope for our nation. There's hope for our cities. And there is hope for every one of us. So I just pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio, this Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for our prayer partners today. Thank you for those that are listening and praying with us, those that are receiving their prayers today. And so we just pray the will of God be done right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, anoint our ears that we may hear your voice today. Anoint our eyes that we may see what you are saying to us. And Lord, may we declare and speak what we are hearing and what we are seeing you doing in our lives. And Father, we just pray that everyone will receive that spirit of encouragement. I just pray over this nation right now. I thank you for over 900 churches that are praying with us. And I'm thankful, oh God, for over 600 cities across America that are praying with us. And we just welcome Moore, Oklahoma. We welcome Lakeside, California. We welcome Fresno, California, and other cities all across America that are praying with us today. And we welcome Rockledge, Florida. We welcome Stuart, Florida. We welcome Albany, Texas. And we welcome Winter Springs, Florida. Brunswick, Georgia, give a shout out to you. Thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Borger, Texas, and Carrollton, Texas. And we welcome Cleveland, Texas, and Cleburne, Texas. Robinson, Illinois, thank you for praying with us. These cities, we welcome today Seymour, Indiana, and Coffeyville, Kansas. We welcome Syracuse, Kansas, praying with us, and Groves, Texas, and Haltom City, Texas, and Bentley, Louisiana. Thank you for praying with us today. Lubbock, Texas is praying with us, and Richardson, Texas is praying with us today. Grand Island, Nebraska, as well as Omaha, Nebraska, praying with us today. Temple, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, and Watertown, New York is praying with us. Madison Heights, Virginia. And Blaine, Washington, praying with us today. Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you, Appleton, Wisconsin. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, praying with us. Berlin, Germany is praying with us today. And Cape Town, South Africa is praying with us. Vancouver, Washington, is praying with us today. And we're so thankful for those that are up there in Alberta, Kansas, Canada that are praying with us. People all around the world as well as across this nation. Charlotte, North Carolina, we give a shout out to you as well as Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And we just, just before we pray for individual needs today, we're going to pray for America. And we declare, America, you are going to rise again. We pray for this nation. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for a spiritual awakening. We pray for a revival in 1,000 cities in America. We pray, oh God, for 1,000 prayer centers in America, that prayer centers will rise in 1,000 cities and 1,000 prayer leaders. Lord, all across America, we declare that you are at work in this nation, and we declare that you are going to rise again. I just declare America is going to rise again. I know there are major difficulties that are in motion, as we shared yesterday and prayed about, but I just have faith that the prayers of the saints are working. For several years, I was on television, and there was a young lady named Kathy Strawn who wrote a song. It was our theme song. I'm going to have her to sing it today. America, You Will Rise Again. I believe this is a song not only for our nation, but it's a song for you that may have lost your opportunities, your business has gone under. I just declare you're going to rise again. Here's Kathy to sing it, then we're going to be right back to pray for some individual needs today.
Thank you.
America, America, you will rise again. Yes, you will. And we declare in the name of Jesus that America is going to rise again. Father, we just agree for our nation, for these United States of America that we love and that we appreciate. And we are so thankful for the people that have fought. Many of them have given their lives for these freedoms that we are enjoying in America. And we declare there's going to be revival all across this land. Revival has begun, and we are thankful and grateful that in days to come, we're going to begin to hear of incredible things that are happening in the streets of our nation and all across the land. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And so we are so thankful today. So, Father God, we enter your presence with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. We are so thankful for the opportunity to know you today on this Tuesday. By the blood of Jesus, we come into your presence, and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And Father, we just pray that you will forgive us of our sins, our debts, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, may we just take time to forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, and done us wrong. Knowing that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions, but forgiveness is an act of our will. We will forgive. We choose to forgive. Why don't you just call somebody's name and just say, Lord, I do forgive them. I do forgive them. Peter said to Jesus, how often am I going to forgive my brother? 7 times. Jesus said, no, Peter, you got it all wrong. 70 times 7, that's 490 times. It might be 490 times a day or a week or a month or a year, but you got to speak that until all the hurt is gone. It's just all gone out of you. And so I know that words can be very painful. People can hurt us. They can hurt us deeply. People that we trusted, we loved, we communicated with. You know, David, he just suffered. He suffered tremendously. And he talks about it in the book of Psalms about how he had such a close relationship with this man. They ate together and they prayed together, and then he forsook him, but he had to come to a place of forgiveness. And so let's forgive today. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And let's put some things behind us today. Father God, I pray for people today that they're just struggling with how people hurt them, having a very difficult time to forgive. And also they're struggling with their own selves and how they have apologized to people. They've asked other people to forgive them. They said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I made a mistake. And maybe even people have said, I forgive you, and it's okay. But we go back and we retrace those scenes, we retrace those enactments, we retrace those words that were spoken or decisions that were made, and we just beat ourselves up. Father, I pray for these people today that are going back and reliving scenarios, reliving words, reliving conversations and things they shouldn't have said or done, and they're beating themselves up, and maybe their decisions, unwise decisions, have left them empty and unfulfilled and sorrowful and alone. I just pray for this people group. I pray for these people right now. You're on BPN Radio. I pray for men that cheated on their wives and committed adultery on their wives, and their wives left them and has married somebody else, and they're still in love with that woman, and they yearn to have her back, but it's too late, and I just pray for, that man. I pray for that person there, that they would continue on with their lives, and they would forgive themselves. And so many times, it's so difficult to forgive ourselves. But I pray on this Tuesday here on BPN Radio that people come to a place they're willing to forgive themselves, and they do forgive themselves. Men that have lost their wives because of an unwise decision, a moment of passion with another woman. I just pray for these men today that you will strengthen them. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for women out there today that they have they've been abandoned by their husbands. Their husbands went off with another woman. And they've been left alone. And they just are sorrowful for what could have been, might have been, should have been. I pray for these women that have been forsaken, abandoned by their husbands, and many of them now have to go out and maybe work a couple of jobs, an extra job, and they have children at home. They have to support. I pray that these women will forgive their husbands, and they will not allow the root of bitterness to spring up, because it will not only affect them, but it will affect their children and their children's children in days to come. In Jesus' name, I pray for women today that know their husband's cheating on them, and they're having to share their husband with another woman, or maybe two or three women, and they feel like I should not be staying here, but I don't know how I would support myself. I don't know what I would do to make a living, or make my kids would do, and I really feel that I've been violated by my husband, other women, and but I feel that I'm trapped. I feel like that I'm entangled in a web that I cannot get out of. Father, I pray today for these women in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would give them the strength to do what is right. What is right? In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I ask God that you help them on this Tuesday. I pray for them. Father God, I pray for parents today who have raised their children, trained their children in the way that they should go, but now they find their son or their daughter is rebelling in the home. They don't want to go to church, or he or she doesn't want to go to church. They are running with the wrong crowd. They've corrected them. They have disciplined them, and yet they continue to rebel. They say they don't want anything to do with God. They've got the wrong friends, and some of them are on drugs today, and parents are wringing their hands because of the rebellion that their children are going through. Maybe they don't even know where their son or daughter is on this Tuesday. I pray for these parents that's having difficult times with their children. I ask Holy Spirit that you would minister to them and touch them today in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. I pray for those men out there that are listening today that are going to work every day and they're so unfulfilled in their jobs. They are so unfulfilled in their vocation. And maybe they're making a good living, maybe they're making ends meet, but maybe they live in a nice home or drive a nice vehicle, but they're just unfulfilled with their work, with their vocation. And Lord, I know that you desire for us to be fulfilled in our work, And I know that if a man can love his work and love his wife, he is a very successful man. So I pray for these men. Maybe there are men out there that work a job. They know they could do well in their business, but they're just afraid to take the risk. And sometimes we have to get out of the boat. We have to be wise, praying for wisdom. But sometimes we just have to get out of the boat and take a risk if we are not fulfilling our dreams and vision, the very passion in our heart, doing what we believe that we are supposed to do. So I pray for that, for those men out there in Jesus' name. I pray for the women that are having conflict out there on their jobs. And maybe it's an environment where in the workplace, there's it's not a good spirit that prevails there, not a good presence there. It's not a good atmosphere. I pray for those women in the workplace that they just are having difficulties. Maybe there's a lot of verbal abuse there. Maybe there's some violations there. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for young people out there today here on BPN Radio that live in a home where their mother and their father are arguing. It's not a peaceful home. They live in a very unsettled atmosphere in their home. There's lots of bickering and backbiting. There's no peace. There's a lot of confusion. There is a lot of ill will and yelling and screaming. And I pray for those young people that desire to live in a very peaceful home, in a peaceful environment. And they come home. They go to school with things in an uproar. And they come home to that type of atmosphere, adversity in their home. I pray for these young people that they're crying out for a peaceful home where their mother and their father will get along with each other and speak kindly to each other. In Jesus' name, I pray for them. I pray for mothers and fathers to establish or reestablish a family altar in their home. And they would have prayer before their kids go to school or before they go out for the day. They would have prayer before they go to bed at night, asking God to help them. And I pray for husbands and wives out there today that they would pray together. You know, there's something really powerful when husbands and wives pray together each day, each morning, particularly, if possible, if the schedule permits, to pray together before they go out. Gene Gentry and I, we've been married now for 53 years. And, you know, I think one of the strengths of our marriage is that we pray together, make our faith declarations together, and pray for each other. And because there's so many dangers out there in our lives, and but you know, the Bible talks about the value or the strength or the benefits of a man and woman praying together, making their faith declarations together. Why don't we here on this Tuesday, it's just us here today, why don't we make some faith declarations together? Gene and I make these faith declarations every day. There are many of you that over the years have prayed with our prayer series on the Let's Pray America prayer series, Praying Daily with Dale Gentry, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Making faith declarations because it's so powerful. We can have all kinds of different emotions before 8 o'clock in the morning. So we know that the words of our mouth, the faith confessions, the confessions that come out of our mouth create our day. And so why don't you just take time wherever you're at? Let's just, would you just repeat this after me? This is powerful. I've done this for many, many years. Let's just say, today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say this with me. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can work where God says I can work. I can play when God says I can play. I can drive what God says I can drive. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments. Divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season. New rhythm. New freedom. New dreams. New visions. New opportunities. New bills paid off. Old bills paid off. New anointing. New favor. New freedom. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my city. All is well in my church. All is well on my job. All is well in my business. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Healthy day. Safe day. Blessed day. God day. TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are so thankful for this day that I get to pray with these people here on the BPN Radio Network. I'm so thankful for the people that are praying with me. I'm thankful for the hundreds of churches and hundreds of cities across America, different places in the world that are praying. And we're praying today because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we believe that when we pray, that you surround us with your love and your care and your blessings. And we're so thankful that you are surrounding us today, in front of us, behind us, in back of us. You are all around us today. And we are just praying today We're going to pray some more, but here's my spiritual grandson Leland with his new song. It just talks about Christ be all around me. He's all around you today, and he cares for you. You must know that he does.
My
Christ be all around me. That's Leland's new song. You can get his music there on your iTunes. You just order that. Thankful for Leland. What a blessing he is. Sings our theme song. He was on last week. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio here on your 24-hour internet radio station. Dale Gentry here. Delighted to have you every day. We're on 24 hours a day. You can tell your friends that they can pray with us anytime, day or night. And it's quite unbelievable, but it's happening here on BPN Radio. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for your contributions. And we would like for you to pray about making a special contribution during this Christmas season to BPN Radio. And you can donate by just going to our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the website there, and there's a donate button. And you can donate by PayPal, or you can donate by using your credit card. We would be so thankful. I believe this is good soil. My wife and I have been married for 53 years. We've been in ministry now for 48 years, and so we believe that we're good soil. So we're grateful. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We're praying today, and we're praying for those of you. And I want to pray for those of you that long to hear God. And, you know, for many years, I've been a prophetic voice in this nation. And, you know, God changed my life in 1966 when he said to me, "Son, give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." And so I got up the next morning, being an engineer at the radio station, a radio announcer. I was already getting up at 3 o'clock, but I got up an hour early, 2 o'clock, and I began to give God the first hour of my day. And my whole life changed when I began to do that. It was just quite amazing. And the first thing that began to happen to me that I noticed as I began to give God the first hour of my day, just spending time with him, the first thing that I noticed that I began to hear the voice of the Lord. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit can speak to you in the realm of the supernatural. So that's why you need to pray each morning, "Lord, anoint my spiritual ears." You have natural ears, but you have spiritual ears. Anoint my spiritual ears to hear. Anoint my spiritual eyes to see. Anoint my heart to receive. And then begin to listen to the voice. You say, "What if he doesn't say anything?" But what if he does? So you need to get something to write on. And you need to write down what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. It's amazing what can happen to you. And I remember the first time after I started praying that I heard the voice of the Lord. And I'm fixing to pray for those of you. I'm going to pray for your ears and eyes and heart. But I remember the first time that I really heard the voice of the Holy Spirit after I began to get up and give God the first hour of my day. I was on medication for ulcers. I had a terrible problem. I'm just in my early 20s. I had a terrible problem with my ulcers, and I was taking medication. And I heard the voice say, "Leave your medicine at home today and I'll heal you." Now, that was a step of faith, but I heard the voice say to me three times, "Leave your medication at home and I'll heal you." Now, I know that God is not against medical science. I have two spiritual sons that are medical doctors. But it was just the voice wanting me to exercise my faith. And so I left my medication at home. And by the end of that day, I was completely healed. Had no more ulcer problems from that day to this day. The next time that I got sick, I tried leaving my medication at home, and it didn't work. It didn't work because that's not what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. So we can hear his voice. And then, of course, later on that year, I heard the voice of the Lord as as the prophet David Wilkerson was ministering at our church in Wichita Falls, Texas. I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" And so I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me that I saw myself preaching. And then I began to say, "I'm going to be a preacher." And then I actually started preaching. Pastors would not give me an invitation to come to their church, so I gave myself an invitation to preach in my home. I actually led a revival for quite a while in my home, and I would introduce myself, and I would preach, and then I would receive my own offering, give to my own offering, and give an invitation for people for salvation, respond to that salvation invitation. And then it got so good that I gave myself an invitation to have an extended meeting there, and I accepted the invitation. I know that some people think that's quite foolish what I'm saying today, but what I'm saying is that I had to do something. So the proper progression, as I call it, is that you hear something and then you see something, you say something, and then you do something. So I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me saying, "I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" And then I saw myself preaching, and then I said, "I'm going to be a preacher." And then I began to do something. I began to actually preach, even though I had no invitation anywhere to preach. So what am I saying today? I am saying that God wants to do something very special in your life. The Apostle Paul said there's a natural and a supernatural. So in the natural, you're doing things that you can do naturally. But there's the supernatural, where you're able to do things beyond anything you ever dreamed you could do. So I never dreamed that I'd get to minister in all these nations of the world. As a little boy raised in Comanche, Oklahoma, in poverty, I never dreamed this would happen. But I caught hold of the revelatory word that I could operate in the realm of the supernatural, and I began to do that. I got a prophecy that I would go all over the world, preach the gospel. Gene and I have been to 30-something nations of the world, and I've recorded 2.5 million miles with American Airlines, approximately that, just because I heard the Lord say, "You're going to travel all over the world." So I heard it. I saw myself traveling all over the world. Then I began to say, "I'm going to travel all over the world, preach the gospel." And then I would go out to the airport and pretend that I was getting on a plane with no money, no visa, no invitation, and no passport, no boarding pass. But eventually it happened. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord, I pray for people that long to do more than they're getting to do in life. They long to go to places they've never been, do things they've never done, say things they've never said, meet people they've never met, operating gifts they've never operated in, start businesses they've never started, get degrees they've never gotten, preach sermons they've never preached. I don't know what it may be, what the situation may be in your life, but there's more to it. But you need to learn how to operate in the realm of the supernatural. So there are two major reasons I'm a prayer. I get up and pray. There's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. I follow the pattern that Saul of Tarsus had on the road to Damascus when he had an encounter with Jesus. And Saul of Tarsus, who later became the Apostle Paul, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And then he asked the question, "What do you want me to do? Who are you, Lord, and what do you want me to do?" So I want to know God, want to know who He is, and I want to know what He wants me to do. There's a myriad of things that I could do in life, and many of them may appear to be very successful, but there is a higher order. There's a supernatural. And there are things that you could not do in the realm of the natural that you can do in the realm of the supernatural. I could have never led prayer at the White House. in the natural, but in the supernatural it happened. I could have never led prayer at Wembley Stadium in London with 45 or 50,000 people there. Could have never done it. Could have never sat in the Queen's box. But I did it in the realm of the supernatural. Could have never prayed for the Vice President of the United States in the realm of the natural, but in the realm of the supernatural it happened. Standing behind the Vice Presidential podium, I could have never done all that I've been able to do in the realm of the natural, but in the realm of the supernatural. So I pray for you today that you will go beyond and do more than you ever dreamed that you could do in life in the realm of the supernatural, that you'll play instruments, that you'll start businesses, that you will do things that you have had in your heart for a long time, but circumstances are trying to prevent you. You're somewhat chained to your present environment, your present conditions, your present circumstances. But in the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus that these chains are broken. These boundaries are set aside. Things that have tried to wall you in, to shut you down, to shut you out, to shut you in, and to shut you up. And the problem we have, the problem that many of you that are listening to BPN Radio today, the problem you have is that you are not declaring it with your mouth. You are not declaring what God is going to do in you, what your passion is, what your desires are, what your dreams or visions are. So I just say in the name of Jesus that God would unchain you in the name of the Lord. And I bind every doubt and fear and unbelief in your life to know that God really does want to expand you, that he really does want to promote you. So I pray for you today. I just pray in the Spirit. I pray in the Spirit that God would go deep inside of you today on this Tuesday. Deep, 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 deep. The Holy Spirit would go deep inside of you and uncover things that have been hidden, maybe even from your mother's womb. But he would uncover things that are hidden in your life. Maybe even when you were a child or a teenager, there were some things that you wanted to do, but something happened. When I was in the sixth grade, I stood to give a speech in 4-H and forgot my lines. I sat down in humiliation with these words and these thoughts in my mind. I'll never speak in public again. But 13,000 times later, I've done it. But I knew that Satan tried to stop me in the sixth grade. Tried to stop me. He didn't want me to preach the word, to speak publicly. And he wants to stop you today, the dreams and visions in your heart. Maybe you were embarrassed. Maybe you were humiliated. Maybe somebody made fun of you. Maybe somebody mocked you. That's what happened to me. Somebody mocked me on about the third row of seats, and I forgot my words, forgot my lines. I pray for you right now. I pray the things that are deep, that are seated deep inside of you, will come forth. I call it forth. I call your dreams, visions, your passion. What is your passion? Your passion is what you live for. It's your passion is what makes you tick. What makes you tick? The thing that you get up with, go to bed with, it's in your heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And don't try to live somebody else's dream. You live your dream. So I pray for your dream. I pray for your passion. I pray for the desires of your heart, that they would just break forth inside of you in Jesus' name. I call those dreams and visions forth now. I call the things that are seated deep inside of you to come forth. That all fear is broken in Jesus' name. Some of you may be public speakers, but you're afraid of people. I break that in Jesus' name. Maybe you're a songwriter, but you're afraid to get your song published. Maybe you're a singer, a preacher. I don't know what it may be. Maybe you need to go back and get some further education, but you say, well, I know that I want to be a teacher, but I don't have the education. Well, just get back to school. Do it online. Do something. Do something. I pray for those of you today that are stagnant. They're stalemate. You're stalemated. And you are chained because you don't have the freedom to move around and do what is really in your heart to do. You say, well, opportunities have passed me by. Life has passed me by. No. Opportunities are coming around again. They're coming around again. And so you got to realize that God is a God of the second chance. You say, well, I blew my first marriage. Well, there's an opportunity coming again. You say, well, I blew that. I failed in that job. Well, there's another opportunity coming. You say, well, I went to school and I flunked out of school, and now I'm a little bit too old to go back. No, an opportunity's coming back around again. So I pray for you right now that your faith fail not, and I declare that your dreams fail not. I bless you. I bless all the business people out there that God has called to help finance this end time harvest. I pray for you, you gatekeepers, you that God is putting wealth in your hands, transferring the wealth from the unrighteous, the hands of the unrighteous, to the wealth of the righteous. Well, thank you for praying with me today on this Tuesday. Would you tell your friends that Dale Gentry's on internet radio 24 hours a day praying? And if you have a prayer request, just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And what you can do in that prayer request is put it down, and then we are just going to pray for you. And we have a prayer team out there that's praying for you. And if you'd like to donate to this broadcast, then we just ask you to go down to the bottom of our webpage, and you can donate. So thankful to have you listening today, and just declare that God is with you, and we're going to be back at the same time tomorrow. You're on BPN Radio. God bless you for listening today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.